and three persons, God is one. God is one. There is one God. God is a unity. That means God is not multiple. He is not many. We reject polytheism. We reject pantheism. He's not in all. We reject pantheism. Trinity is not three gods. God is one. This one true God is separate and distinct from all creatures and all creation. He is His own unique essence in and of Himself. Nothing is like Him or compares to Him. God is one. That there's abundant biblical teaching of the oneness of God. Hear, O Israel, God is one. The Jews would recite that daily, many times daily. Deuteronomy 6:4. You shall have no other gods before me, God said in the law. Exodus 20, verse 5. And now see that I, even I, am He, and there is no God besides me. God is one. That's Deuteronomy 32, 39. Idolatry was severely punished. It was utter blasphemy to worship other gods because there was one God. The New Testament is not different from the Old in the assertion of the oneness of God. Indeed, God is one, Romans 3:30. God is one, Galatians 3:20. There's one God, Ephesians 4:6. There is one God, 1 Timothy 2:5. And one more here. We know that an idol is nothing in the world and that there is no other God but one, 1 Corinthians 8:4. God is one. There is one God. That is foundational to our present subject, the Trinity. And though God is one, He has revealed His unity in three persons that has been called Trinity. One true God revealed as three distinct persons, each fully God, each completely God. One God, three distinct persons, each fully God. It's difficult to understand. It is in some ways impossible to understand. And to wrap your mind around that is like trying to drink from a fire hydrant. I remember the story of Augustine. He saw a little boy and he had a little shell and he was running back and forth on the beach with that shell, and he was dipping his shell into the ocean, and he was running back and pouring it into a hole, and he was running back into the ocean, dipping that little shell and pouring it into that hole. And he said, "What are you doing, my little man?" And he said, "I'm trying to get the ocean into this hole." Okay, that's what we're trying to do when we try to understand the Trinity. We can't fully understand it, but it is taught in the Scripture. We believe it because Scripture teaches us. In the Old Testament, there was a plurality revealed. There was the name of God. Elohim is a plural name in itself. There were plural pronouns. Let us make man in our image. Let us go down. And God is speaking to God. The Lord said to my Lord. The Spirit of God is referenced in the Old Testament. The Messiah, the angel of the Lord. There are a lot of indications of a plurality in the Old Testament. It is not distinctly told us that there are three in number, or three persons. But really, we may even see this, these three, the visible Christophanies in the Old Testament, the mention of the Spirit. But those things are unclear in the Old Testament. But what is unclear and what is mysterious in the Old Testament becomes clear in the New Testament. Not fully understandable, but clear that it teaches it. And matter of fact, we also note the plurality in the New Testament, in the deity of Christ. John 1:1, it's unmistakable, the distinction and yet the unity. What? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You have this distinction, because He's with God. He's face to face with Him. Actually, the pronoun there. He's face to face with him, the preposition rather, pros. He is, but he is also yet distinct from him. He's distinct, and yet he was God. He's one with God. So, and then you have many greetings in almost in most of the New Testament books where those greetings would say from the Father and Jesus Christ, you know, those blessings and greetings, salutations. And in those salutations, if you think about when you put greetings from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, you are putting Christ, you're putting Jesus next to the Father, and you are putting them on equal footing, aren't you? And that's forbidden if Christ is not equal. And so there's a clear plurality. Then, as I said, there's the mention of the Spirit. He's called God in the New Testament. He's the Helper. He's the Paraclete in John 14 through 16. And both the Son, if you do a study of the Son and the Spirit, they both contain the names of God, the attributes of God, the works of God, and they receive the worship of God. And we'll have a little opportunity in the next few weeks to talk about the Son and the Spirit. But the Trinity may be gathered from the mention of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in a distinct way, yet maintaining that unity. The doxology that I often give, and I'll give today, in 2 Corinthians 13, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now that unifies them. That is equal language given to each person of the Trinity, which would be blasphemous if Christ or the Spirit were not fully God, you see, if there's not a Trinity in the Godhead. But let's just solidify in our very brief time here in our minds these three significant passages as cited in our confession. And I'm going to call these the ABCs of the Trinity. And it's an oxymoron because the Trinity is anything but the ABCs, right? It's anything but simple. And I certainly do not mean that. What I'm going to do here, though, is give you this just as a way to remember this, at ease of memory. A, B, C's of the Trinity. A, Annunciation. B, Baptism. C, Commission. A, B, C's of the Trinity. And it is certainly ironic because the Trinity is so difficult to understand. Maybe that'll help you remember it. Number one, A, the Annunciation. What am I referring to? I'm referring to when the angel Gabriel announced the birth of Christ. Luke 1:35. The angel Gabriel came to Mary, announced the birth of the Son of God. And we note there the three persons. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." There's God the Spirit. "And the power of the Most High will overshadow you." There's God the Father. "And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God." And there's God the Son. The three persons of the Trinity. In one verse. The Annunciation clearly teaches, or is clearly Trinitarian. A, for the Annunciation of Jesus. B, number two, B, for the baptism of Jesus. Matthew 3:16. John 3:16 is important. Matthew 3:16 is important. Matthew 3:16, "When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.'" So you have Jesus in the water, who is the beloved Son of God. You have the Spirit of God who descends upon him visibly. And you have the Father speaking from heaven all at the same time. The New Testament reveals a Trinity. The New Testament reveals a triunity in the Godhead. A, for Annunciation. B, for baptism. And C, for commission, the Great Commission. Number three, the commission of Jesus, Matthew 28:19. And if there's any verse that is used, if there's any one verse, this is it. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we just had a baptism. Odessa was baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we see a distinction immediately. The three persons are mentioned, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And yet they're unmistakably one. There's unmistakable unity. They're all together. The Son and the Spirit are spoken of with the Father. And it reveals that equality. The oneness and unity, you see it there as they are mentioned together. But also just look or listen, the phrase, in the name. In the name. That's singular. In the name, not names, but the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It hurts our brains. The Trinity hurts our brains. But it is revealed. That's the only reason we would accept it. One God, three distinct persons, each fully God. Plurality is revealed in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But in the New Testament, now the Trinity is clearly revealed. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We worship God in knowledge. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful that you have revealed this to us. We would not accept this if it had not been written in Holy Scripture and your Spirit had not revealed to us to believe it. So we thank you and we worship you. We worship the Son and we worship the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we do. Amen.